Hey, Nina Blackwood here with your new Wave Nation Spotlight podcast. This has got to be one of the strangest things that I've heard. As you know, New Order is touring as Joy Division this summer, but they're also doing New Order shows as well. So depending on where they are and what they're doing, they have to remember two completely different set lists. It's the closest thing that I've seen to a band with a split personality. I don't know. John Taylor of Duran Duran says the new album is close. They've been spending long hours in a darkened studio, massaging around 15 different tunes at this point. And it's usually a given that all 15 probably won't make the cut, but you never know, maybe it'll be a double album. And now, from the not-so-cool department. A while back, we told you the Joy Division would be opening up for the newly reformed OMD on their summer tour dates. Well, it's just been announced that that had been an April Fool's joke. Okay, fine, haha, whatever, my credibility was at stake. But what I want to know is why they waited all this time to reveal that, you know? You're supposed to drop the other shoe on April 2nd, at least, not a month and a half later. After a 3.5-year break, the Cult has returned to the road. Their last action was back in 2002 when they toured behind the album Beyond Good and Evil. But Ian Astbury described that whole experience as soul-destroying. He said that it left a horrible taste in his mouth, and he really didn't even want to be a part of it anymore. So what did he do? Well, he went to spend the next 3 years fronting the Doors of the 21st century, traveling and detoxing, but of course, he kind of started to miss the Cult. He says he hopes a new album will be part of the works and has already written some new songs, so we'll see. So what do you imagine would be the conversation between Judas and Jesus in the afterlife, with the betrayal and, you know, all that? Well, that's what this next one is about. The first verse is about the Last Supper. The second, about Judas pointing out Jesus to the guards with a kiss on the lips in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the third is about Judas's guilt-ridden suicide. Yes, all that is in U2's Until the End of the World. Thanks for listening. More Nation news next week with the New Wave Nation Spotlight Podcast. I'm Nina Blackwood.